The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast and happy Tuesday. That feels like a Monday, but it's not a Monday because it's a four-day work week thanks to Memorial Day.
And then you remember it's a Tuesday and that it's a four-day work week even though you think it's a Monday and you have a smile on your face. That was me today. Yeah. It's giving such Monday, and then I remember it's Tuesday. I'm like, girl, we can do this.
We can definitely do this. Like, I have faith in us. We're going to rise. We're going to grind. We're going to shine.
Shine like we always do.
And like, do we look different to you guys, like, at all?
We should
because we're
especially me,
we're literally TikTok famous. Like, I don't know if you guys were keeping up over the weekend, but your girls went hella viral, over a million views on one of our podcast clips. So if you're new here, welcome. If TikTok brought you here, thank you.
I hope we don't let you down.
No, we won't.
All weekend, Claudia was sending me the updates of like how viral we were going. And the I was funny so comments. Excited. And then she was screenshotting comments so I could read them. And just like, the talkers love us?
No, they were loving Jackie. Of course, like, it's my page, the clip that's like, I'm not even in. That's the one that goes viral. It's fine. Like, TikTok is fatphobic. It's totally fine. Whatever. I got the views. So, like, that's literally all that matters.
You got the views.
You got the views. Yeah, you got the views.
Everybody. Get on the talk.
Dun, 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 dun.
This could be the thing.
To get you back on the talk?
To get me back on the talk. One, we're posting such premium content. Two, there have been other Morning Toast pages that are posting clips from Toast past.
Well, what happened was like maybe 2 weeks ago, out of nowhere, like, all these Morning Toast fan TikTok pages started.
Two.
There's three now, bitch, okay? Don't speak on things you don't know. Do not speak on things you don't know.
Okay, you just made it seem like all, like,
all, 20. Yeah, like 1,000. And they started posting all these clips, and it's just like, was reminding me how funny we are. And these clips were going so viral, and I'm like, let me get in on that. Like, you know, I'm so desperate for TikTok fame.
Right.
So out of my jealousy, we hired a new video editor, and we've been making premium content for Reels. And, you know, that's just like the kids, like, if you want to grow these days, like, you got to be posting Reels, you got to be posting TikToks. So we're like with the kids, you know?
No, I love it. And also I love it because the other pages are posting our history, you know, the archive clips, which we love to relive all the time. And we're posting clips from The Daily Show. So there's space for all of us.
No, but like, the Toast is taking over TikTok. I just, like, I want people.
It's about damn time.
100%.
Every time we do something funny, people are like, you should make that a TikTok sound.
And we're just
sound.
Like, so lazy.
We're like, how do you do that?
Yeah. But now we're doing it.
Now we're doing it.
We're doing
so
it.
So feel free to like do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to do some shorter clips so that people can like memorize
the dialogue.
Yeah,
let's do a clip right now.
I could tell you about another children's book.
Well, yeah, that's the one that went viral for those who maybe don't know. It was Jackie talking about the Cat in the Hat and the campers. And it was just really, like, iconic.
Really iconic because everybody loves the Cat in the Hat.
It's so true.
I don't think there's one person out there who's like, what's that?
A hat?
Crazy, funky, junky cat.
Heron slept. Heron silently. Trying to look like Keira Knightley. We've been there. We've done that. We see right through your funky hat. How was your weekend?
My weekend was really nice, you know, very baby oriented. I was just home with Harold and it was lovely,
iconic.
But I didn't do anything, you know, Memorial Day-esque. Mm. So I will throw the question back to you.
Well, my weekend was great. I went to Brian's farm, which was just premium. He's been doing so much work on it. So the pool was ready. So many of, like, his main house has been totally renovated. So it was just, like, so nice. And I like going there. It's, like, the perfect combo of, like, being relaxing, doing, like, classic, you know, we had a barbecue. We went out on the river, very, like, American Memorial Day things. And then we went out in Philly one night. So it was, like, the best of both worlds, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of the best of both worlds, I just, the whole time I was in Brian's farm, I kept referencing how like this, his farm and his property looks so much like Crowley Corners. And nobody knew what I was talking about because it was
These people are sick.
No, it was sick. It was like me, Ben, and like three gay guys who had never seen.
Ben's so, never seen it?
Ben had seen it once like years ago. So he kind of knew what I was talking about. But one night I was like, you guys, we are going to watch this movie. And I was expecting, one thing about Brian is like, you watch something with him, he will fall asleep. Like, even if it's something he wants to watch, he will fall asleep anytime, anywhere. It is so annoying. Like, we're getting into something and all of a sudden this is what I hear. It's so annoying. So I'm like, I know that they are going to fall asleep before we get to the movie, but whatever, at least I'll get to enjoy it. When I tell you, couldn't get enough. So much so, they wanted to go back and watch the first ever episode of Hannah Montana to get like some more context. Now, it's funny having, you know, showing that movie to grown adults who, like, obviously...
If you don't have the nostalgia attached to it, is it still that good?
Well, yes. They were, like, quaking. They could, the climb, like, it was dead silent. They wanted to listen to it afterwards on the boat. They were like, can you put that song on? They were obsessed. But it's really interesting how, like, we all watched that when we were... We all watched Hannah Montana movie when we were really young. And so I was showing the movie to 30-year-old men who couldn't get past the biggest plot hole in the film. They're like, so nobody recognizes her when she just puts a blonde wig on. Robbie Ray Stewart is a famous country singer, but they don't know who his daughter is, even though there's like Wikipedia. Like all the really glaringly obvious plot holes that we as kids like didn't really notice, they couldn't get over it. Like they, it almost ruined it. Like,
okay, I will say, yes, she puts on a wig, they don't know her, but there was something, like she really did look very different with the wig and without the wig. Yes, if you stared at the fotch, you, or maybe kids in class would be like, you sometimes look like Hannah Montana in this light.
But like her voice.
But nobody thought she was, it wasn't that unbelievable. I just want to say, like, that wig was very distinguished, especially in the beginning when she went from just being Miley to, like, the long blonde hair. In the Hannah Montana, the movie, it's, like, a shorter wig, and so it's little more similar. No, she has bangs still, but it's, like, not as wig-like. It's more of a normal haircut. Whereas I think that it works. It's different than Clark Kent and his sunglasses.
Yeah, but, like, okay, so... She's hanging out with Lucas Till, like, for 2 weeks. They're getting to know each other so much. And then Hannah comes to town and has a conversation face-to-face with Lucas Till, and, like, he's not supposed to know?
Yeah, no, he is a dumbass. But, you know, some of the other more ancillary characters...
Yeah.
It's believable.
Yeah, yes.
They're just not, like, we always say, they're not thinking about her. They're thinking about themselves. They're like, oh, my God, I just met Hannah Montana. Like, did I have shit in my teeth?
Right. I guess... Hannah Montana and her wig pales in comparison to Hilary Duff and her eye mask in Another Cinderella Story.
Yeah.
Or A Cinderella Story, whichever one it was.
All of them.
All of them. That movie's like infuriating to watch. Yeah, even though it's so good.
And by the way, they keep making it. There's A Cinderella Story, another Cinderella Story, one more Cinderella Story. And each time it's like she's just wearing
Cinderella Story, she wore an eye mask and she clearly had blonde hair. And he's going around looking for her in all these different places, talking to brunettes and redheads. Like, are you blind? Are you blind?
Well, she could have been wearing a wig.
True.
But like height, for example.
You know, there was just a million things. Like literally just her eyes were covered. Not even. Like you could still see her eyes, just her under eyes. It was so stupid. Yeah.
Beyond.
So I had a great weekend. Lots of fun in the sun, even though you would never know because I'm pale as a ghost.
Speaking of pale, I broke my legs out today.
Me too.
For the first time since last summer because I was like pregnant. I didn't go on vacation. So I just like was covered up. And it's so hot in the city today.
Horrible.
I was like, I'll be a fool. The TikTokers will make fun of me if I'm wearing pants today. And I wanted to wear shorts, you know.
You look cute.
Embrace summer. My legs were so pale, so I like put on some Saint-Tropez, but it's the kind that's like gradual, like goes on clear.
So it doesn't help.
If my tan develops the course of the show, what I should have put on was KKW Beauty, but I just didn't have enough time to perfect it. My shoes were already on, so.
Yeah, like the thing about having legs is that it's so much work. Like,
and the bigger the leg,
the more surface area. Yeah, of course, more hair to shave, more surface area to cover with spray tan, more like ingrown hair, more availability surface area for ingrown hairs. It's hard, but like having legs is literally so exhausting.
Pale ones.
Pale ones. Big pale ones.
Big ones. Pale ones.
Curly ones.
Disgrace Queen. Make sure to watch it so you know what we're talking about, TikTokers.
Oh, yeah. If you're new here at TikTokers, should we introduce ourselves? Like,
totally.
Okay. Because I actually have a feeling like there might be some new listeners. I'm dead serious.
Because some people said, I'm going to listen.
Yes.
They said it.
Okay, so we're sisters. Like, not sister, like sisters.
Sisters, 100%. Same parents. Same DNA.
We've been doing this show for 4 years. It is our full-time jobs. We are content creators. I'm also a comedian. So I go out on tour. I have a comedy special. It's available for free on Amazon Prime. It's called Claudia Ashray, Disgraced Queen. So that's what I do. Jackie just had a baby.
I did just have a baby. We love doing the toast. We talk about pop culture, but we really just talk about ourselves. Mm-hmm. But if something big happens, like, we'll let you know. And we'll also talk about stuff that you don't really need to know.
On
but
Wednesdays, we give advice.
A fun thing to drop at a dinner party. You know, we'll always give you things in which to start conversation.
Jackie's older than me. A lot of people think that I'm older because I'm fatter, but I'm actually just older, just younger and fat. Yeah. So I'm 20. How old am I?
Don't tell them.
Yeah,
better
it's not
they
worth
don't
it.
Know.
I'm 19.
We're both in our 20s. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we love each other. We love the toast.
We both have dogs that are King Charles Cavaliers. This is Bruno, but we call him Bryce, Bruce, Streisand, whatever.
This is Theo. We call him Tiggs, Tiggity, Crunch, Crunch Master General.
Thrice,
Strice. They're the Strice brothers.
Together they're Brass and Strass and Brass and
Strass and Brass and Strass and Brass and Strass and Brass and Strass. You will hear us talk about our dogs as if they're human beings, so just don't be alarmed. But Jackie also does have a human being son.
Yes, exactly. And what else?
We have two other sisters, Olivia and Margot. We also have a podcast network called Toast News Network. So if you like what you see here, we have tons of other podcasts. Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. If you guys know Lauren Elizabeth from YouTube and Instagram, and she's big on TikTok too. She has a podcast with us. We have our little sister has a podcast called The Snatcher, where she talks about The Bachelor, but also just like regular life, single girl in New York City.
And I'm so excited for this week's Snatcher because she couldn't have been more fabulous this weekend.
I know. I can't wait to hear what she
got into. Every party that
was
happening, Snatcher was there.
We also have Margaret Josephs from The Real Housewives on our podcast network. Jackie hosts a book club podcast once a month called The Redhead, spelled R-E-A-D, heads.
Well, we are recording this month's episode actually today. The book this month was Run, Rose, Run by James Patterson and Dolly Parton, and I'm so proud to announce that we've broken the curse.
It was good?
It was so good.
Good, good, good.
It was so good, and I think everybody really liked it so far.
I read a lot this weekend, too. I didn't make a lot of headway because like I was busy like being social, but when I had a minute, I was getting really into Sally Hepworth's new book. It's really good.
It's really good. You just
She's
finish
just
it.
So lengthy. I love her. Like, I love, love, love Sally, but like, I need her books to be like 100 pages shorter.
You need every book to be 100 pages shorter.
I need every book. Oh, also for the new TikTokers, I'm also a published author, a New York Times bestselling author. You can read about my rise to comedy, getting canceled, in Girl With No Job, The Crazy Beautiful Life of an Instagram Thirst Monster. You can get it anywhere you get books. So audiobooks, ebooks, hardcover, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the places.
Love it. And one other podcast that we do have is Girls Night with Alexis Waters from The Bachelor, who is effing funny.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're feeling thirsty while you're consuming all this content, check out Spritz Society. It's a delicious sparkling cocktail with real wine, real flavors, and real ingredients. And if you use code TOAST, you can get 10% off.
That's our company. It's really good.
It's really, really good.
So we're just like, kind of like moguls, you know? Mogul energy. I literally like can't stop listing off our accolades.
Ew.
You know, do you know who I just realized who I was doing.
Okay.
You know, I didn't even realize. I've been obsessed with Hacks, new season.
Okay.
And the assistant, like, that was just her thing.
I haven't watched the new season. How is it?
It's so good, except, oh my God, I did like the most embarrassing thing. So I was on a plane and I posted like so excited about the new Hacks season, and they responded to me like love, love, love. And I wrote back like a manifesto. I was like, oh my God, I love the show so much, but like, please, like, cut Ava's scenes. She's in it so.
Oh my God, the social media manager doesn't do the cuts.
She's in it so. I said, if the person reading this like has any editorial power, like, you are putting too much of Ava and not enough of Deborah Vance. Like, Deborah is the queen. Like, there's so much Ava content, and we're also getting like other character development. It's like, we don't need it. Like, we just need Deborah Vance.
Yeah. But absence makes the heart grow fonder, and maybe if you got 75% Deborah, you'd be like, hey, Deborah's maybe not all that she's cracked up to be.
So they're on tour. So they're like all on a tour bus together for the season.
Great.
It's really good. Like, I can't
wait to watch.
So they're releasing 2 episodes every week, so I think there's like 6 now.
Oh, I'll just wait till it's over.
It is annoying, but that was the character. She's always like, should we like have a pina colada? Like, that's always what she's doing. So I didn't even realize like my mannerisms, that's the energy I was channeling.
That's really funny. I guess we are moguls.
No, it's like we're sitting here trying to list off all of our business ventures, and like, we can't stop.
And I'm sure we've forgotten
for
something.
Sure, like, we have merch. Oh, Patreon. Like,
Patreon.
We
yes.
are like I said, moguls.
Totally. So now I guess we should show you what we do.
Right. So this is the show. So usually in the beginning, we'll like kiki, catch up with each other, live action role play about our dogs, and then we'll get into the Fast Five. So the Fast Five is five pop culture stories we pick every day. Also, we do the show every weekday, like most weekdays. Weekdays where we feel like it. And we'll do the top five pop culture stories of the day. We'll make fun of celebrities. We'll gag over the Kardashians. Depends on how we're feeling. Sometimes mm-hmm. we'll be like really negative. Sometimes we'll be really positive. It just depends on the day.
But it does seem as though we're feeling positive today. It's a short week. We went viral. Everything's great except for our legs.
Except for our legs. On Wednesdays, we do a segment called Dear Toaster. So if you want advice from two people, two moguls, you can write into deartoasters@gmail.com, and that'll be on tomorrow's show. On Mondays, we do a segment called Unburden Yourselves, where you can email us, unburdenyourselves@gmail.com, and just, like, get something off your chest. Like, did you do something embarrassing over
did
the weekend?
Did you DM the social media manager right. at Hacks and tell her you wanted more Deborah Vance scenes?
Did you accidentally, like, poop in someone's bed? Like, whatever it is, write it to us, and we will officially let that burden go for you. That's mm-hmm. what we do.
We will carry the burden, and then we will
let it go.
It.
It's a total safe space here. All yeah. are welcome. So I think we should show people how it's done.
Okay, without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Credit Karma. Are you paying down old credit card debt? A personal loan could be your solution. Loans usually come with fixed monthly payments, making them a simple way to help pay off your credit cards. Plus, loans usually have lower interest rates than credit cards do, and Credit Karma can help you find the best option for you. So if you're planning ahead for a big expense, don't put those car repairs or medical bills on a high-interest credit card. Credit Karma can help you look for a low-interest personal loan that could save you money while you pay off your purchase. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you, so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show you your chances of approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get and apply with more confidence. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free and it will not affect your credit score, and it could be saving you money. So Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. If you're ready to apply, head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see those personalized offers. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers.
Gorgeous. Thank you, Credit Karma.
You're welcome.
Credit Karma.
Karma.
Our first story, some romance news. Margaret Qualley confirms her engagement with Jack Antonoff with PDA pics.
Qualley?
Depends where you're from. It's official. Margaret Qualley confirmed that she and Jack Antonoff are engaged by sharing sweet Instagram selfies on Tuesday. She captioned it, "Oh, I love him." The bride-to-be also kissed her fiancé's cheek in the social media upload's final photo. Very, very cute. We have different feelings about this relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, random.
I feel like they're two peas in a pod, in a hipster pod.
They're definitely like hipster energy, growing out their armpit hair, not wearing deodorant. Like, yeah, I feel that for sure. I don't know. I just feel like this is so random because Margaret Qualley is really on the up to become like one of the premier actresses like of our generation.
Totally.
And I feel like a lot of, you know, being a celebrity is who you date, and just like to close yourself off to all those opportunities by getting married, like couldn't be me.
Oh, well, that I get, but you just happen to think that Jack Antonoff is not a suitable suitor, whereas like I think he's one of the biggest producers of our
I don't think I said that. I think like I just
that's what you said before the show,
right? Like, to be kept between us, you know?
Right, what's wrong with that?
No, I don't know. I just don't think, like,
because he's of Taylor, you don't want to smear anything that she does.
Oh, God, you are, like, really, like, putting me on the spot right now. No, I just, I don't know.
Tell the talkers how you feel.
I'm not, like, living for this. That's what I'll say.
And I would say that I am alive for this.
For this.
But you know that she dated Pete Davidson, who is the eligible bachelor. Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about that?
When they were dating, I wasn't really familiar with her. Like, she kind of came up super sneaky, like, random, you know? My first, like, interaction with Margaret Qualley, where I first, like, heard her name, was during COVID when her sister and her mom, like, were going for a walk in the park, and, like, the park was closed, and the paparazzi caught pictures of them, like, sneaking into a park. I'm like, oh, my God, Andie MacDowell has two sickening daughters.
I'm obsessed with both daughters.
Who's the other one?
Her name is Rainey. She goes by Rainsford, and she's a singer and actress, and actually, spoiler alert, she's who I'm going to cast as Annie Lee Keys in the Hollywood
for
treatment
the
for the Redheads, because she's an amazing singer and she's a really good actress, and she's like Margaret caliber.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So that was like my first And then I watched Made. So I'm not like super familiar with Margaret Qualley, like her discography.
She was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I didn't see it.
Oh, so good. Why didn't you see it?
It's just like it never happened for me.
It should happen for you. Like one night when you're at TPG's looking for something to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm not against it in any way, but the opportunity never presented itself.
Okay, that we have to work on that.
Also, like, I think we need to see Top Gun.
We have a story about
okay.
it. Okay. Yeah. We need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Must. Anyways, I'm here for this. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Not to be like a negative, like, doubter, non-believer. I don't see these two actually getting married.
That's a trend, too.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
No, in celebrity culture, like, getting engaged doesn't, like, really mean getting married. So, if this is just that, then I'm here for it.
Yeah, just an excuse to wear a ring and wife yourself up.
And get press.
But not sign anything.
Right, not fork over, you know, half of your community property.
Yeah, but they both have a lot of community property.
Yeah, he probably has more.
Yeah, but he's also older.
Yeah. He's had such a bizarre dating history.
She's 27, and he's 38.
Wow, he's older than I thought he would be.
Yeah, but he's been around for a while.
And he's dated, like, the most... He, like, doesn't have a type. Like, if you look at all the women he's dated, like, they couldn't look less different. More different.
Well...
Lena Dunham, Lord...
I think Lord and Margaret look alike.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Remember when Lord had really curly hair?
Doesn't she still?
No.
That's how I remember her.
Yeah, me too.
I'll always remember her that way.
Stunning.
Are you ready for our next story, which is some more engagement news that I absolutely have to get your thoughts on?
Oh, yeah. I really, like, did not want to come on here and be negative today, but you are testing me.
You're keeping it light in there. Like, you're keeping it positive, but former bachelorette Becca Kufrin has proposed to her boyfriend, Thomas Jacobs. Former bachelorette Becca Kufrin is engaged to Thomas Jacobs after less than a year of dating, and she proposed. She posted to Instagram on Sunday, saying, in the ultimate plot twist, he said yes. We've been keeping the secret just between us and close family and friends for a while, but we're so excited to shout it for the rooftops. She called him her chauffeur for life and the one who makes my heart smile every single day. I wonder if she doesn't have her license either. I can't wait to do it all with you, Tommy. Thanks for making me the happiest gal alive. I love you to the moon and back. And then he posted and said, ultimate Uno reverse card and power move. You keeping me on my toes for a lifetime has a great ring to it.
Okay. So before I say anything, I have a few just like precursors. I really like Becca Kufrin. Like, yeah. I want her to be happy. I think she's a nice, great girl. I don't know. I stopped watching The Bachelor a long time ago, so I don't know the story with this guy.
Bachelor in Paradise.
I don't know anything about him. Again, happy for her. And I am like a card-carrying feminist. Like, I believe in equality for all. Like, you will not catch me not empowering women, okay?
No, we couldn't. Couldn't
you,
be
you
her.
Will never catch me not empowering women. With that said, this could just never be me. And of course, everyone is on their own journey, but like, it will never, and I am married for the new TikTokers. Like, I've been married since I was like 14. Like, no, I've been.
So she's for marriage.
I'm for marriage. And maybe this is just like me being like toxically traditional, but this will just never be me. This is not a thing I'm looking like, you know, as women, we've made so much progress. I think we've made a little too much progress. Like, this is just in my opinion, like, I think it crosses the line, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's not for me.
But again, like, I'm not going to judge anyone else's love journey. I'm just
someone's
saying,
young.
Yes, but like, if you were to ask me, like, would you ever do this? Like, no.
Yeah. Okay, if I were to ask you, do you want to see more of this?
The thing is, like, I just want other people to be happy, so I'm stuck between, like, being really negative, but also, like, wanting happiness for others.
Yeah, and everyone's happiness looks different, but yes. Again, it could never be you.
Right, could never be me.
No, wouldn't be me either.
It's just, like, it's a choice, you know?
Yeah, it's a choice. It's...
Like, I think there's so many things that are wrong with, like, gender stereotypes, but the man proposing to the woman is not one of those things.
And there's a lot of things that are right with the stereotypes.
Right.
Like, and there are a lot of things that I would hold true to.
Right. Like, okay, I'm a woman, you're a man, like, you're carrying the suitcases.
Put my bag up in the overhead storage compartment.
You are paying for dinner. Like, you are getting my door. You are driving me around. Like,
yeah.
There are certain things, like... I like about, sometimes I do think, you know, maybe I was meant to be born like in the era where women didn't have to work. Mm-hmm. Cause don't get me wrong. Like I said, love this job, but like sitting at home all day, it's not a bad life.
Yeah. But then you're a stay at home mom, which is actually the hardest job in the world.
Completely
I have
agree.
A whole new.
No, I want to be like a stay at home wife. Like
a housewife.
Yeah.
No, I do have a whole new outlook on gender roles since having a baby.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, it's like, it's literally unfair.
Beyond.
Right. So it's like, I have to carry the child, feed him from my breast, literally tear my body apart. Like, you can get down on your knee. You
buy the ring. Because she's not wearing a ring in these photos. He's wearing a band.
Oh, so if a man proposes, if a woman proposes, do you get a ring?
He got a ring. And in the pictures, she's wearing a band, like a wedding band, and he's wearing a wedding band. So she probably bought one both. For herself. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really exclusively talking about hetero relationships, you know? Because I think in gay relationships, the person who proposes buys two rings also.
Right.
So I'm just exclusively speaking on my experience. Of course. And I really don't want to yuck other people's yums. It's just like, it's not for me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm reading down in the article. This is her third engagement.
You got to switch it up.
Oh, right, because she was engaged to Ari.
Right. That, like, shouldn't count for
that
her.
Should not count. I thought she had, like, an engagement before the show.
No, Garrett,
that
Ari.
That does not count. But I guess if I'm her, and this is my person, and I've been engaged 3 times, I want to do something different this time.
Yeah, switch it up.
And this is the difference.
Yeah, no, I
can put myself in that headspace.
I can get behind it, and I support her. It's just not something I would personally ever do, and it's, like, one of these new, you know, progressive trends that I'm just personally not on board with.
I really haven't seen much of it, so.
No, it's totally a thing. Like,
I don't know anyone else.
Me neither, but I like see it on TikTok.
Oh,
hey, course. TikTokers.
Hey, guys. And if you having guys want to do it, still here? Great. Are you ready for our next
story? Or did we turn you off with our toxic gender stereotypes?
With our toxic traditionality.
Traditionality.
Are you ready for our next story? Some big movie news.
Is it the big movie news that's brought to you by Purple?
Yes, it is, because you'll be sleeping good after you watch this movie.
There are all these gimmicks that promise a great night's sleep, but I don't care what kind of toppers they are or how heavy the blanket might be. It's lipstick on a pig, because if you're sleeping on a terrible mattress, your sleep will be terrible. And it's that simple. And that's why we recommend sleeping on a Purple mattress. That's because only Purple mattresses have the gel flex grid. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything thanks to the gel flex grid, Purple mattresses bounce back as you move and you shift. You'll never have that I'm stuck feeling people get with memory foam. So with the Purple mattress, a lot of you guys know I have a beloved pillow on my bed called the Smelly Pillow, and it is from Purple. It is the gel flex material, and it is amazing, and a whole mattress made out of that is literal heaven.
Heaven. Just want to let you guys know, the pillow didn't come smelly. That was
Claudia
special.
No slight to Purple. They have clean, beautiful smelling pillows. I'm a disgusting beast who made it smelly. Try your Purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns, and financing is available as well. Getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a Purple mattress when you go to purple.com/TMT and use code TMT, that's TMT as in the morning toast. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/TMT, code TMT for 10% off any order of $200 or more. purple.com/TMT, promo code TMT, terms apply.
Gorgeous. Our next story, Tom Cruise scores first $100 million opening with Top Gun Maverick. The 59-year-old superstar just got his first $100 million opening weekend with Top Gun Maverick. In its first 3 days in North American theaters, the long-in-the-works sequel earned an estimated $124 million in ticket sales, Paramount Pictures said on Sunday, and including international showings, its worldwide total is $248 million. It's a supersonic start for a film that still has the wide-open skies of Memorial Day itself to rake in even more cash. So this was on Sunday.
So I think Tom Cruise should be thanking Miles Teller, like, profusely.
I think he should be thanking Kelly Sperry, because the content she is posting on Instagram, I'm going to go see this movie, and I've not even seen Top Gun 1.
Okay, so the kids on TikTok are absolutely quaking. Like, they all saw Top Gun over the weekend, like, because their, you know, friends wanted to see, like, cool planes. And they all, like, this younger generation has discovered Miles Teller.
Oh, I'm happy for them. You and guys they, are in for a treat.
They are beyond quaking. So now, like, a lot of the older people on TikTok are recommending, like, Whiplash, Project X. Like, a lot of his early work when he was, like, you know, Footloose. Yeah.
Remember when I made you watch that recently?
Unbelievable
film. And
that
scene where the kids are teaching him how to dance. It just doesn't get, like, better cinema than that.
It doesn't. And so there's been a lot of Miles Teller discourse, Miles Teller, like, thirsting on TikTok, and Kelly Sperry entered the conversation and made a TikTok of, like, her and Miles just, like, being cute. You know, they go to the Maldives a lot. So it was a lot of, like, cute, it was like a montage to This Love, the Taylor's version.
Oh my God, I'm quaking. And I also saw she posted, like, a video montage of their time in Cannes and, like, the Top Gun promotion. And yeah. now you're saying that's in response to the fanfare.
So I think she just needed to like stake her claim because like all these young kids are like, oh my God, Miles Teller, Miles Teller. And you know, their relationship is super private. So a lot of people might not even know upon initial discovery that he's married. So she just had to set the kids straight. She set the record straight. Her video got like millions of views.
Wait until they discover that she's in the Taylor Swift music video with him. Have they figured it out yet?
I don't know, but they're not ready. They're not ready.
One step at a time, talkers. Maybe we'll be the ones, since so many TikTokers are watching right now, they'll learn from us.
Follow us.
Follow her. Actually, you can follow me on Instagram, at Jackie Ashray. Really, really premium stuff.
Real.
So here's who else is in the movie. Miles Teller, obviously. Uh-huh. Glenn Powell, who I love.
Do you?
As an actor, I love him.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he's in all my favorite things, like Scream Queens, yeah. Hidden Figures, mm-hmm. John Glenn.
Hidden Figures, yeah.
Oh, I can't swoon.
Yeah.
And like everything he's in, I just love. Mm-hmm. John Hamm, love.
Yes. Love. Less sexy men in this movie.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yes. I saw that she was in Cannes. I'm like, that is so random. I totally forgot about Jennifer Connelly.
And then two people, Ed Harris.
Is he the guy from Hangover?
He's very familiar, but how do we know him?
Is he from The Hangover?
I'm going to find out.
Show me a picture.
He's a very familiar Foch. You're going to say, I don't know him.
No, I've never seen that man before.
No, I'm going to find out who he is. Hold on. And Val Kilmer.
Oh, Ed Helms, I think is the guy
from
The Hangover. Val Kilmer.
And who's that?
Throwback. He's like the OG Batman or something.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, or like Bond, one of those. It's like an iconic role.
Okay, 1 second. Sorry, TikTokers.
It's in an episode of Friends.
We usually have these things on the tip of our tongue. Actually, we spend a lot of time on
IMDb.
Okay. I don't know. Well, you guys will let
us know. Yeah, I'm like almost 100% sure Val Kilmer is like the OG Batman.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. So it's a star-studded thing. I don't feel like people have really given a shit about Top Gun in years. So it's nice that the franchise is making a return. I do have like hate in my heart for Tom Cruise.
I oscillate.
He just like finances all of Scientology. So it's like this movie doing well, you know?
Yeah, it's like another check for Scientology.
I know.
Yeah. But why do people love him so much?
Do they?
Yeah, this is because of Tom Cruise, really. That, I mean, of course, for us, it's like Miles Teller and like the younger gen, and also Top Gun is so iconic. But like, he's a major movie star, and like, people show up for him.
That's so weird to me because like, I don't claim Tom Cruise as like a celebrity, you know?
Yeah. But like he's
maybe it's just like a generational thing. Like people who grew up with Tom Cruise and like
they can't quit him.
They grew up watching the movies. It's like, oh, another one. Why wouldn't I see it? It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, they can't quit him.
But this is
also just big movie news because everything since COVID has pretty much been a flop.
Yeah.
Even the things that you would think would not flop have underperformed.
No, it's big for the theaters.
Yeah, so that's really shocking that this is the one. You know, it wasn't West Side Story. Mm-hmm. That wasn't going to be the thing that was going to get people out. Even Downton, I saw on the news that, like, the fans of Downton are people of a certain age, and they're not going to the theaters. Thus, it has impacted its box office.
I do think it was a mistake of Downton to release the film exclusively in theaters. Like, so many movie studios are getting more creative, like releasing it on iTunes also. So you could like spend a premium, like how Disney did Mulan, like you had to buy it. I just think like they could have been more creative because you're right. Like, first of all, people are going to the theaters less and less. And the people who watch Downton like are older.
Yeah. Yes. And also like we have all been cooped up for 2 years at home watching TV. You finally get out of the house. I don't think you're going to go watch a movie.
No, it's true. It feels unnatural.
Yeah. Like we've been doing this at home. We can keep doing it at home.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Downton.
No, me neither. And
I'm dying to.
And I imagine they're going to do some sort of like on demand something.
And I'm just going to wait.
Me too.
Even though it looks mad good. And I've heard such good things.
Really? Yeah, I want to see it so bad.
And for some reason, I've heard like something big happens.
Oh no.
Like, you know, nothing really happened in the first one.
Right.
It was just cuteness.
Maybe we just need to spend a day at the theater and like see all these movies.
I know. But one time, that was my dream to do a doubleheader. And I did it. I saw Greatest Showman for the fourth time in theaters and then Molly's Game right after.
I was with you.
No, or actually, I think it was the opposite. And I didn't have enough time to process the first movie.
No, it's a lot. It
sounds better than it is.
Yeah.
A day at the movies like actually sounds amazing, seeing movie after movie, but you need time to let it ruminate. Mm-hmm.
So, to really process your feelings.
It wasn't for me.
No, I hear that.
Are you ready for our next story? Speaking of more movie news.
Yeah.
You told me about this. Fans are accusing
Austin. Oh, and this is another movie I want to say.
Fans are, we'll add it to the triple list. Header day, but that's never going to happen. Fans accuse Austin Butler of changing his voice to sound more like Elvis after filming biopic. So Claudia told me that, you know, there's been a lot of fanfare for Austin Butler. Obviously, the Elvis movie looks so good. Claudia's the source for this story because this article
let me tell you
has too much detail, but she said the kids are turning on Austin Butler.
Like the discourse around Austin Butler shifted really quickly because people people discovered Austin Butler, like we're quaking, and he was just in Cannes, and Elvis did like a huge thing in Cannes. They obviously had the premiere, they did a huge party, they've been like really spending a lot of money on this movie and the promotion, so that means we got a lot of red carpet moments with Austin. He did like a bunch of like GQ. We've gotten a lot of Austin content, and a lot of people are like, wait, why are you talking like that? Like, he's literally like going in and out of like an accent. And so now it's come out. So he did method acting for Elvis. He pretended he was Elvis for like 3 years. And now he is like, I guess, having a difficult time getting out of that headspace. And it's just like, as handsome as he is, like, I've been watching a lot of his interviews and like, it's giving cringe.
This is something I really can't relate to. Like, I can't relate to, you know, method acting for 2 years and then not being able to come back to who you are and, like, still acting, role-playing as Elvis. Yeah. I guess I LARP all the time. Maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not LARPing as someone other than myself.
I think method acting is insane, and it puts so much pressure because if Austin Butler is, like, not great in this movie, like, it'll be so awkward.
No, and it's like, you gave it everything. There was nothing you held back. Maybe acting's not for you.
He did get a 12-minute standing ovation in Cannes, but I feel like we hear that all the time.
Yeah, maybe they just like to stand.
Yeah. Maybe they needed a good stretch.
Yeah. I think it will be good, but we should see it.
Yeah, that's definitely something I do want to see. One, because Austin Butler. And two, because they've been doing a really good job at, like, marketing it.
Yeah.
Especially on social media. Like, for a movie, I think it's, like, the most content I've seen come out of a movie in a really long time. Like, it's giving 2008, you know?
Interesting. I haven't seen any, but I'm not on, like...
Yeah, places. No, Elvis, the film is all over TikTok. Like, they flew out these TikTokers.
Oh, right, you told us.
They had a big party. It's been, like, a big affair.
Okay, very cool. It's crazy that all these movies are coming out at this time of year. Usually, summer is not movie season.
Yeah.
Usually, like, this is giving Christmas.
Yeah, or, like, pre-Oscar buzz. So, yeah, Downton, Elvis, and Top Gun. Like, I really need to get to the theater.
Yeah. Or they need to put them on the streamers.
Yeah.
And that would purchase the price of a movie ticket. Or, you know, if I'm watching with others, several movie tickets.
Yeah. I guess that's a thing. Like, you probably don't make as much money on demand.
No, but, like, if you want to sell it for $50, then I'll get 4 people with me.
Yeah.
And we'll watch.
Yeah, no, I just, I can't do it. Like, I can't get to the theater.
No.
I can't do it.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story? Another Claudia Explains It All.
Oh, yes.
TikTok drama. Mama drama.
So you're telling me it's the final story?
Yes, it is.
It's the final story. It's the final story. We are moguls. We have so many business ventures. And as a matter
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Fifth and final story, mom talk drama. Please explain it to us lay people.
So the internet really like turned itself upside down over the weekend.
Okay.
Because there was this group of TikTokers who like had a following, but like nobody really cared. Like they were just like, they were these really cute, young, pretty moms from Utah, Mormon. They had all these husbands and they were all just like really handsome. They used to like do dances together. The one who I think was like the biggest in terms of platform and also like the only person whose content I had seen before this whole thing blew up was this girl named Taylor. And I knew her because she has hair down to her ankles and she washes it literally once a month. And she washes it in a bathtub. And like her hair washing method is so crazy. Like she doesn't get in the tub. She leans over the tub, puts her dirty hair that she doesn't wash in the water, rubs shampoo in it, leaves the dirty water in the tub, rubs shampoo all over her hair, and she doesn't even get, like, the back of her neck. So she gets, like, half her hair covered in shampoo, dips the hair back into the dirty water, and does the same thing with conditioner. So, like, that was really what I knew her about. Like, not the fact that I didn't care that she was Mormon. I didn't care, like, about anything else. So over the weekend, no, like last, at the end of last week, things started to happen. Like people started unfollowing each other and people were quaking. And this girl, Taylor, went on live and basically like told everyone she's getting divorced. And why she's getting divorced is because a recent stream of like toxic things had happened. So her and her group of Mormon couples had decided to start soft swinging, which I think is the difference between soft swinging and swinging is like your partner has to be present if you're going to be with someone else. So it's like not like totally like 100% swinging, but they all started like fucking around. And this girl, Taylor, like started connecting with one of the other girls' husbands and had like an extramarital affair in the sense that they used to like mess around when no one was around when they weren't swinging, and therefore was taking it too far. They were also drinking a lot, which was like very against their Mormon beliefs. And it got to a place that was, you know, just so bad. And she was like seeing this other guy that her and her husband decided to get divorced. And she blew it all up, but she wouldn't say what other content creators were involved. So now it's just left the internet speculating about all these people's marriages, which is like kind of fucked up. Like what you do in your private life is like really none of our business. But now all these other people have banded together to like offer some sort of like rebuttal, which is basically that like this girl, Taylor, was having an affair anyways. And like she made up this whole story to like implicate everyone instead of just like admitting that she just had an affair on her husband.
But were they soft swinging?
We don't know. The thing is now it's just like he said, she said.
Yeah, it's like maybe they were soft swinging, but that's irrelevant to the story. And you just had to like blow up everyone's spot because your own was blown up.
Right, like they were all having fun, like being crazy, drinking and swinging, which is not a crime. And you had to like blow it all up because you took it too far.
Right.
I don't know. I'm like not on the OG girl side.
I mean, I know very little. But from what I know, it sounds like people are not on the OG girl side. They see through what she was trying to do.
I don't know.
And that she was acting nefariously, and also that she was kind of the ringleader of the group, sort of.
Like, she was the most popular on social media, at least.
And maybe in the TikTok videos, like, she's always in the front, which...
Yes.
That says everything you need 100%. To know. You know, like, the ringleader is not in the back.
100%.
And that I'm just, you know, from my POV, like, if she was the ringleader, like, I could see if she was the one who got them into swinging.
Yeah, for sure. But also, this clip of her doing an interview recently, like, has resurfaced. Because she said that she had interviewed for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, but they said like her life wasn't dramatic or controversial enough. So maybe this is her way of
becoming dramatic and controversial.
Right. Which is like to take all of your friends down with you, like that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it just left a bad taste in my mouth because even if everything she's saying is completely true, like what everyone chooses to do in their personal lives is really not fodder for the internet, you know, even though you're all friends from the internet.
And like, she had an affair. She made a mistake. Instead of just saying, like, I had an affair, I made a mistake. It's like, well, we were all doing this. And I just took it a little too far. That's, like, not being accountable.
No, that's so true. It's making excuses.
Yeah. And putting other people in harm's way.
I know.
And on the internet,
too. And other people with kids. Like, I don't know. It's just...
like, they didn't take it too far. This is not their problem.
Yeah. And now everyone's just left speculating, like, which other couples are involved. Because, she made it a point to say, like, who wasn't involved, thus, like, leaving
the... She's a shit starter.
Yeah, leaving the potential candidates, like, fairly obvious.
Yeah, I don't like that. Either tell us or don't tell us.
Yeah, I don't know. I really didn't like this girl's content before, because I was like, just get in the shower. Like, the bathtub washing her hair, like, really stuck with me. And now I'm just like, you made your life a mess and you're taking everyone down with you. And like, I don't think that's cool.
No, but in being taken down, they're also all being uplifted.
Yes.
Because this stuff is everywhere. I didn't know any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sure they are too going viral, such as us.
You know who we need on the show to kind of debrief it with us?
Rach Parcell.
Yeah, because she's kind of the eyes and ears of the Mormon Utah content creator community.
100%.
And I feel like I would really like to hear her take. Maybe we'll have her call in.
Yeah. We should just add it to like a master list of questions for Rach.
We actually need to start a Google Doc of things we need to ask Rach Parcell when the day comes that she will be on the show. And I'm telling you, that day is coming. The last time she was here, she literally DM'd me like, let's podcast. And then she got busy and like never answered me. But like, it's on her radar.
It's on her radar. And it has to be in studio because we need the power of
Rach. No.
Zoom could never.
Or we fly to her and record in her home. Like,
an excuse to go to Utah? Sign me up.
An excuse to take pictures of the inside of her house so I can one day buy my own house and literally copy it.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Everything leads back to Rach.
Yeah, it's so true. So, yeah, Mom Talk is, like, blowing up. It's really not that...
Well, I think people are, you know, scandalized, interested in the fact that these people are swinging.
Yeah.
And that's not something you see every day.
And that they're Mormon, which, like, you definitely don't see swinging every day, but you definitely don't see it in the Mormon community.
Well, there was that, like, swinging thing on Real Housewives with Whitney. Remember Lisa yes. Barlow accused her of swinging?
Maybe it is popular in the Mormon community, because no disrespect to Mormons, but, like, a lot of Mormon culture, like, seems boring. Like, you can't drink.
And they're livening it up.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, do what you gotta do.
I do think that there's some, you know, swinging in Utah yeah. happening more than perhaps elsewhere. Or maybe more people swinging, you just don't know.
Well, so
because you're not supposed to know, because it's people's private business.
Then swinger culture, like, has been, you know, been now been discussed on TikTok. So, like, you know, the official symbol of swinging is the pineapple.
No, I didn't know that.
It's the upside down pineapple. So, like, if you're in the grocery store in, like, your local town and somebody in their cart has a pineapple upside down, it's like a signal to other couples, like, that we do this. If you, like, in your front yard, you might have, like, a pineapple sign. Like, no. It's a sneaky way of, like, sending a signal, which is, like, nice. They have, like,
that signal.
But now we're, like, blowing it up. So it's not really a secret thing anymore, because they need to come up with a new signal.
This is so fascinating. What does swinging remind you of?
Our childhood.
No, for me, it's that episode of The OC.
With the watches?
With the watches. Yeah. And they go to the swingers party and, like, they put the watches in a bowl.
Yeah. But now it's reminding me, I feel like I just watched a show about Sex Life. Remember they went to a swingers party?
Got it.
And things went awfully. You never watched it?
No.
Things went sideways immediately.
I imagine that they can. It's a precarious situation.
I don't know. I don't think I could be into swinging.
You're
for like a
jealous.
Multitude of reasons. Well, yeah, like, I would have to follow Ben around the party, and that would be no fun for him.
Well, that would be soft swinging then.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, other people, like, are just, like...
They don't do it for you?
No, like, nobody, like, takes showers anymore, you know?
Yeah. I guess.
No,
I don't
like,
know.
People on TikTok are, like, normalized never showering for 2 weeks. I'm, like, don't get me wrong. I hate showering. Like, I will do it as little as possible, but, like, I still do it multiple times a week, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm not familiar with this trend.
No, like, this, literally, this girl went viral. She was like, did you know you literally don't have to put soap on your arms or legs?
I mean, putting soap on this, you know, the top of your thigh, what's there? I mean, today I had my thighs out, but generally.
There's there.
No, but if you're wearing pants all day, why do you need to lather the top of your kneecap?
And if you're just in the shower, like, you might as well do it all.
Right, might as well, but really, you don't have to, is what she's saying.
Yeah, it was just like. Like, a lot, you know? Like, let's just all shower, you know?
Yeah. That's just, like, a private thought you can have in the shower. Like, hey, my kneecap didn't touch anything today.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Let the suds just wash down on it. I don't need to, like, actively go seek out a kneecap scrubbing.
And I also don't need to make a TikTok letting you know
that
you don't
I'm not
to.
Washing my arms. Like, don't put your arm around me if you're, like, not putting soap on your arm, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like before COVID, I was, like, really, like, not concerned with germs, like, at all. Like, I was, like, a dirty girl. Like, I used to get into my bed.
Too dirty to clean her act up.
I used to get into my bed, like, in my clothes.
In your street clothes.
And
don't do it.
I used to, like, get home from work and, like, eat something without washing my hands.
Sick.
And I feel like I've really grown in the last 2 years.
Well, that's a very positive outcome.
Yeah, like, the one positive thing to come out of COVID.
Yeah. Great. Well, that's great.
That and, like, 40 pounds.
Don't get me started.
Should we talk about the Kardashians? It was on Thursday, but obviously we didn't have a chance to recap it.
We should talk about it.
And any other TV that you watched this week?
That was the only thing that I watched. I was reading all weekend.
I watched RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. It's so good. So they're doing I'll get into it in the TV recap segment, which is brought to you by Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. From art prints and diplomas to the photos sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. With Father's Day around the corner, Framebridge also makes the perfect gift. In fact, they have select gifts that are shipping the next day. Go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in a physical piece. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at the framing store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use code TOAST. Order online at framebridge.com, or you can stop by one of their stores to work with a designer in person in New York, D.C., Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TOAST to save an additional 15% off your order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code TOAST, framebridge.com, promo code TOAST. So it's just really nice to like not have to spend hundreds at a framing store. Framebridge is so fast, so easy, and it's a really nice way to make your house a home.
Going to the framers is actually like a really toxic experience.
It's archaic.
And Framebridge has just totally modernized it. I have some gorgeous Framebridged items in my house, obviously pieces of art when I need a frame, but I've also found myself to be a piece of art, and I framed some photos of myself, and it's pretty cool. Like, ever take an artsy pic and you're like, am I Slim Aarons? Frame it.
Normalize taking photos of yourself and framing them.
100%.
Normalize treating photos of yourself like works of art.
Because they are.
Okay, so really quickly, I just want to talk about RuPaul's All-Star. So the first episode, Cameron Diaz was a judge, and she was just being like everything.
Was she being bad teacher?
No, she was being like good teacher, all-American, sweetheart, girl next door, like the girl we love, you know?
That's who she is.
So this is the first time they do basically two seasons a year where it's like the regular Drag Race, and then they do All-Stars, which is like people who made it in the last couple seasons to like top four or five. So it's really, it's a strong competition. But this time for All-Stars, they did all previous winners. So it's like there's not a bad queen in the bunch. So honestly, I don't really know who could win, but I kind of just want to predict so that in a couple weeks I can come back and see if I was like totally off. I do think Shea Coulee like is that girl. And I do think that like try as we may, like she probably will win. But honorable mention to Jinx Monsoon.
Okay.
I know that means nothing to you. I just wanted to put it out.
No, but you know, at the end of the, like in a few weeks when it's done, I'll remember who you said.
Yeah, and I won't.
Right.
So I need you to listen.
Yeah. No, I remember the names. I thought you were going to say Gottmik again.
No, Gottmik is not on this season.
And what's Rosé?
Oh my God. Wow, you really do remember. Rosé, like, I don't know. I never really heard much about Rosé after the finale, but I'm sure she like, they all do so well. Like, the show is so big. Like, I cannot believe how many people watch it. Like, they all do podcasts. They do web shows. They do tours. Like, and they make a lot of money. Like, a lot of the queens, there's a couple queens who are, like, in my opinion, the most famous. Like, Simone from two seasons ago, like, she was at the Met Gala, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm sure, like, I know you, you don't know who I'm talking about, but if you saw a picture of her, you'd be like, oh, my God, I've seen her. Like, she goes everywhere. Katya and Trixie Mattel, they have a podcast.
I always see them on the charts.
When I go on tour, they're like always playing at the same theaters as me. Like they kill it. They're always in the charts. Yeah. So it's just like crazy how like, it's like The Bachelor now. Like you literally get a full blown career afterwards. Mm-hmm. Not even just doing drag shows, like other stuff.
Yes. Also, before we get into Kardashian's recap, I feel like there's been a few comedy specials that have come out that I've been meaning to talk about. Mm-hmm. Because speaking of podcasters, there's that special that I told you to watch, Christina.
I know. I didn't watch it yet.
Called Mom Jeans. And it was so good. And especially like as a new mom, it's all about motherhood and it's fucking hysterical. Mm-hmm. It's all about like parenting now versus like in the 80s. And I didn't realize Christina P is a comedian and she's also a podcaster and she has a podcast with her husband, Tom Segura. Mm-hmm. And
Segura.
I was like loving it. I always see them on the podcast charts. Now I know who they are.
Familiarizing yourself with our fellow competitors.
So good. Then I watched Krista Stefano's Speci Weshi.
I watched it too. I thought it was great.
It was. And it was short, which I liked.
Me too.
Because all of these specials that I've been watching and liking, like Ricky Gervais and also Christina P, I like them, but I never finish them.
No, same. Okay, so like, I feel like your special really has to be under an hour. And if it's going to be over an hour, you have to be making like a grand, like Dave Chappelle could go on for however long he wants. Because he's always making like a statement that from start to finish, you have to keep up in order to like digest what his lesson was, you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, I agree. Like 45 to an hour, let's keep it there.
Yeah, like leave me wanting more. I mean, maybe I'll come back to it, but I just didn't have the time. And I also feel like a lot of specials are coming out now because it's like the Netflix is a joke thing.
Yeah.
Remember, we like did a story about how they're programming it. So it's like the beginning of June. There's going to be even more specials. But I just feel like Netflix is having a specials moment.
Yeah. I watched Ricky Gervais. Honestly, I didn't like it. But
you didn't or you did?
No, I did not. But he even said in the beginning, he's like, you know, you don't have to. He literally said comedy is more personal than food, like,
which it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just thought like it was, you know, he was being like crazy controversial. And if you're going to do that, like you have to be like really funny. And I don't know. I just like it wasn't landing for me.
Oh, OK. I enjoyed it. It was the like parts that I watched.
Yeah, I didn't like it. And then did you see they just announced, you know, Norm Macdonald from SNL who passed away? He had like been secretly ill. I guess while he like knew his time was almost up, he recorded a special from his house. And it's going to be on Netflix. I think maybe it's up now, but relatively soon. I saw the trailer for it. It's like deeply profound. It's like funny and also like final words. It's actually like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, I'll watch that.
Yeah. So you're right. Like Netflix is just like keeping comedy like in business.
No, they're just, you know, I feel like sometimes they have a lot of reality shows everyone's talking about. Like right now they're having a special on specials.
Yeah.
And it's really enjoyable. And it's also like a fun, it's kind of like podcasting to watch. Yeah. And then I watched some of Chris DiStefano on Joe Rogan, but only like the first 45 minutes because it was kind of intense. I didn't know that much about Chris DiStefano and like his backstory. He talks a lot about like his experience with 9/11. Oh. And it was just like a lot. So I'll probably watch more, but I needed to break it up.
I really like Chris DiStefano.
Yeah.
I always like download his podcast, listen to on the plane.
And he's like a digital girly like us. He has his Patreon.
Yeah. And he started, like, do you remember where you first saw?
Guy Code.
Of course. I love that show.
I saw him at Caroline's.
Yes. I was there, Rich.
Oh, right. We went.
With Carly Aquilina. Right, they used to date.
I know. And we like love them so much. And we went and saw them.
No, you know what? Girl Code and Guy Code was like an iconic flash in the pan. Like, yeah. And when you think about how many people came, Awkwafina.
Nicole Byer.
Carly Aquilino, Chris DiStefano, Andrew Schultz.
Yep, Charlamagne.
They
didn't come from it, but they were on it.
No, and for me, like, that was my first
introduction to a lot of people.
Most of them. Mm-hmm. Nicole Byer, I forgot.
Melanie, I think she's, like, big on Instagram now. I need to find her, but it's another person who you know.
No, it's crazy. Like, that was really like, the breeding ground for, like, a lot of young comics. Mm-hmm. And it was such a good show.
Yeah.
I never watched Guy Code, but Girl Code.
Yeah, you could relate.
Totally. Okay, so Kardashians on Hulu, new episode. What happened? I don't even remember.
Oh, I watched it recently, so I can share.
Oh, the Courtney and Travis's cleanse.
Courtney and Travis's cleanse. I'm just like, that's fine that's what they want to do. Obviously, not for me. Could never catch me. But it's really surprising that they're taking us with them because like they look so silly. Like Travis with the thing on his head, like, and he's like such an esteemed drummer. And that's how little they care.
Yeah,
they're like, we don't care what we look like. This is like genuinely who we are and what we love to do. And even though they'll probably be like made fun of and turned into memes, like they don't give a shit. And I appreciate that. Yeah.
Did you notice anything about their guru?
No, should I know her?
I might be related to her. Name was literally Martina Soffer. Spelled the exact same way.
I did see that.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, you should talk to Ben. Did you ask him?
I meant to. Martina? Oh, man, that was like what I was fixating on the entire episode.
That's
Chloe's
so
new house is so nice.
So gorgeous. Chloe's home taste, even though all the girls have gorgeous houses, yes. I would live in any of them. I couldn't say a bad word about any of them, but if I had to pick someone whose taste was most akin to mine, it is Chloe.
Jackie, when I was watching her home tour, I'm like, I want to remind myself to say on the toast that if I could live in any one of their houses, it would be Chloe as well. Because her priority is comfort. Like, you can see everything. It's not like harsh lines. It's just plush. The lighting, it's like moody. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And it's fun and it's food. You know, she has the theater that's the whole screen. She has the pantry. Like, she just knows how to live. Mm-hmm. And they all do. And I couldn't say a bad word, but her taste is just gorgeous and really feminine.
I agree.
Whereas, you know, Kim's always doing like newfound.
Yeah, which is cool in like 5 years.
But this is just, she's very traditional, Chloe.
Yeah, I love it. That house is so nice. And living next to her mom is like so nice.
So nice. I love it for both of them.
What else happened? Kylie and
her archive.
Wow, that was nuts. 30,000 pieces
and her style midlife crisis.
That was like giving me anxiety, like so much clothing. Like, it's just crazy how Kim like always knew she was going to be that bitch because she started archiving shit like when she was a nobody.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm sure more people than you would think. A lot of people have clothes in storage. She calls it an archive. And, you know, if she wore a Dolce dress 15 years ago, like she was going to like, what else are you going to do with it? And then she wore that to Courtney's wedding. Did you see that?
Was that a dress she had already worn?
Look what she posted to Instagram. It was a dress that she wore like when she was like Kim K, you know, back
in
the day.
Which dress?
Look, the black lace? The black lace dress she wore, she purchased at Bergdorf Goodman in 2011 and wore it to the Glamour Awards when she was just.
But hers was long sleeve.
Then she added this Vetements dress she had in her closet.
Oh my God.
To make it look like for more of a layered look.
Oh, I never would have guessed.
Isn't that an interesting factoid that I'm so glad that she shared with us?
Yeah, that is really interesting.
And that was actually really good styling on her part. But why is she acting like she doesn't know how to put an outfit together? She was a stylist first and foremost.
No, I know. And like, I do give a lot of, like she does, and I agree that like a lot of her style is from Kanye. Yes. And it's easy to become so dependent when you don't have to think about something for years because somebody is doing it better and they're there to support you. Like, totally, I understand becoming codependent, but it's like, girl, remember who the fuck you are.
Yeah, it's feeling like it's just a storyline. Maybe it's a thought that she had, like, oh, who is my style post Kanye, post Yeezy? Like, which designers am I going to partner with? But this whole, like, journey that she's on, it's a little inauthentic considering she's always been a fashion girly. Mm-hmm. That's how she got her start. She was Paris's stylist. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you seeing around town that you like? You have a clothing line. Like,
yeah, it's weird.
Every day.
And also, speaking of beeline plots, Chris and Kylie going to the grocery store and getting a car wash was giving Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E.
It was, but considering we don't get a lot of Kylie, and I'm like pregnant Kylie, I just like love so dearly, I'm not complaining.
No, and they were like being funny in the grocery store, but like it was like a little silly.
No, it was silliness.
Filler.
Because nobody told Chris yet that they're not doing that shit anymore.
Right, like we're back to basics. Like we're giving substance.
Right, we're just in the car having whatever conversation we would have had, not yeah. like gimmicks, let's go to the grocery store.
Was Kendall in this episode?
Yes. Vogue.
Oh, that was crazy. I didn't know where that conversation was going with Chris and Kim during Kim's Balenciaga shoot. And I was just like not expecting it to go there. And I actually had a lot of respect for Kendall. Like,
yeah, at one point I thought she was like going to cry. But then she was like, I don't have an upset bone in my body. And I can't imagine why she would. This girl has covered every cover. Yeah. There's no runway that is closed to her. Mm-hmm. What's one less American Vogue cover?
No, it's so true. And like, they all are like, they are doing what they're doing because of the trail that Kim blazed. So you have to give reverence.
And even if she in her heart of hearts is upset, at least she knows well enough to not
to say it.
Be upset, because there's nothing to be upset about. You've been on the cover of American Vogue. The fact that it's between you and your sister just shows how much you guys dominate the industry. Mm-hmm. Like, it's many blessings on your head.
And I liked getting a little sneak peek of Kim's Vogue shoot and like Anna on FaceTime.
Okay, I just want to say they juxtaposed like her Vogue shoot with her like coming out of her fashion sense. She styled herself. And I don't remember, like, what I said or how I felt about the cover at the time and the looks, but, like, it wasn't for me.
I liked the cover with that, like, structure.
The cover came out nice.
No, but when she was in all those outfits.
She was in all those outfits, and the voiceover is like, I'm finally picking the things that I love, and I'm like.
That orange dress with the cutouts was, like, it was giving, like, Fashion Nova.
Which dress? Not the Versace one.
No, it was an orange dress. No.
That was gorgeous.
It had, like, cutouts. It was all the way to the floor.
There was just a lot that was just not for me.
Yeah, but it's nice how Kim, though Kim literally runs the world, like, she has so much respect for Vogue and, like, Anna, and it's nice, even though, like, she doesn't have to.
Yeah, and then she apologized to the family for Kanye.
Oh, that was interesting, and, you know, I wish she, like, had went into slightly more detail.
What I was referencing or thinking about was, you know, when he would go on those tweets, and he would say, like,
me too.
Stuff about Chris and the family, and even, like, I feel like when he did, like, a Charlamagne interview, I don't recall anything, like, overtly negative, but he just, like, was always kind of trashing the family.
Yeah, like, blowing up.
Though, and so that's, you know, probably was frustrating for her in a weird place to be in, like, as a wife and a mother and a sister and a daughter. But, like, he uplifted the family.
He legitimized them.
Like, they were just, you know, your average reality star, so popular. But
not, like, well-respected.
Yeah, and where they are now is in large part.
Agreed.
It's in everyone's part, and everyone has done their part, and they made great businesses, but he took them to a level that they never even thought that they could be at.
No, it's true. So it's, like, I guess part of that is, like, you have to deal with his wrath. But, like, you're right. I wasn't sure what she was referring to, but I figured it was, like, the tweets and, like, lyrics and stuff. But I don't know. It's, like, he could have legitimized them and also not trashed them, you know?
Yes. But I understand why at the time, maybe. It's just, it's not like he was just trashing them. Like, they're sitting around that table and, like, having this conversation in this house, like, because
yeah.
a lot of what, like, he did.
Yeah. So I think that.
Though, you know, like, I love them and they work hard and they deserve but I even remember, because, like, at post Chris Humphries,
was dark.
It was a dark time for them and for the fans too, because it was like, that was not good. That was no bueno.
No, we really felt like our, like, time was wasted, and they had, like, cut and paste some scenes in Keeping Up with the Kardashians to make Kim look better. And, like, we knew that it was, like, edited, and we just felt like
used
Used
much like Chris.
Yeah. that was like not a good time. You're right. So like it could have gone in a different direction.
Yeah. And he really came through.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it like as her being his plus one to the Met Gala. And then literally as of this year, like owning the Met Gala, like you don't get there by chance.
Right. So that's just what I thought about it. But it was nice that she apologized to her family. And I just wish they can all get along because I love everyone.
Yeah. And Kim doing her own contracts now, like queen.
Queen.
So, yeah, it was a good episode.
Oh, and then she posted this week. I didn't want to make it a story, but like she was PDA with Pete on Instagram this weekend.
That was a lot. That was overwhelming for sure.
Yeah. No, it's here. And it's crazy. They're so public. We know they're dating. But every time they post something like that, like it's shocked to the system again.
It's so crazy. Like when he kissed her, like I was not okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're in London now. Unsure what for.
People are speculating. You know, it is the Queen's Jubilee. Platinum Jubilee. Hopefully the Queen is a Kardashian stan as well. But
Taylor is also in London.
Do you think she's for the Jubilee?
I feel like she could be.
Yeah.
More so than Kim.
100%. I thought the same thing.
Because they're having like all these performances.
Yeah. And she's a performer and her husband, boyfriend, fiance is British.
And you know she loves a London boy. I enjoy nights in Brixton. Shoreditch in the afternoon.
Right. She could be singing that. Yeah. She should be.
London girl, though, for the Queen.
She's a London girl.
You know
girly.
I love a London girl. Girl. I fancy you. So, yeah, that is your catch up on all things TV, pop culture, and us.
Us.
Anything else?
No. Redheads drops on Thursday. So if you read the book, submit your questions to the Redheads Book Club at gmail.com. It's going to be a great episode, and it's never too late to become a redhead. And I do think that this is the book you should start with because it's a crowd pleaser, for sure, written by Dolly Parton and James Patterson.
Iconic.
My first James Patterson book.
I know. How do you feel?
It was really good. I can really see the James and the Dolly of it in the book. It was great. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that's our show. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, The Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe now. And give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an incredible, incredible day.
And incredible.
We'll see you tomorrow for Hump Day. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.